regrouping this year, played well in Division 2 of the National League, missed out on a place in the semi-final by a point, and then progressed through Ulster, beat Leitrim, beat Sligo in the semi-final, and now we find ourselves back at Croke Park. So it's been a journey of really of the team evolving. Like when Gerry Moen took the reins at the start of 2016 in a second term, he turned up to training the week before the National League. Nobody else wanted the job. There was very few players. You're sort of looking at maybe 15 to 20 players at training. We now have a squad of 43 players. Brilliant. So that just shows you the growth. And people want to play. People want to be there now, Tom. And that's a big thing.
Tell me, as you said, 2010, the last time you were in an All-Ireland final, that was in the senior decider. Any survivors from back then?
Yeah, there's four. Shannon Lynch, the goalkeeper from Castlederrick. Neve Woods, the current captain. Shannon Cunningham and Gemma Begley. So the four of them, and, you know, they played their part that day. Of course, Neve was pretty young then as well. So, and Shannon Lynch was very young, as was 18 years of age. So you're talking, you know, a very young team at that stage coming through, and just didn't really follow on from what they had, you know. But thankfully, that experience that they have is massive. But we have a squad of players, Tom, I suppose, last year. The core group of the players were 17 to 23 years of age, and you had about four or five 26, 27-year-olds. That has changed a wee bit now. The age dimension has changed a wee bit now. But it's still a pretty young team with a few experienced heads in it.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the nature of ladies football anyway, isn't it? There's very few Neve Woods or, shall we say, Cora Staunton still playing. But by and large, ladies football are young teams. Obviously, the whole hassle last year with Clare and been forced to play that game, you suppose, give them a cause this year, did it?
It did. Galvanised the team last year. They knew they were better than that. We brought in a strength and conditioning coach, and it just was remarked to me this week in the build-up to the final, Tom, that it started the second or third week of October last year, and there we are at the end of September. They're still going. The strength and conditioning is a key component of it. Nutritionally, they're eating properly. All those simple things that you think doesn't really matter in the bigger scheme of things in ladies football. So many counties just brush it aside, and you don't need this, you don't need that. But if you're going to be a Cork or Mayo or Dublin, you have to be doing that. And Tyrone bought into that last year. Strength and conditioning coach, former player Sarah Connolly, brought on board, has made such a big impact to the whole thing as well. Gerry Moen, the manager, Barry Grahams, the assistant, Brendan McLaughlin, goalkeeping coach Liam Swift, who needs no introduction to the wider scheme of things in terms of goalkeeping. He was the goalkeeping coach of the Tyrone Academy squad that won the All-Ireland a couple of weeks ago. You know, all those key components, Damien Corrigan brought in there as well to do the stats and analysis. It's all small pieces in the jigsaw, but they all matter so importantly, Tom.
You mentioned Gemma Begley, obviously, and Neve Woods. They're still big players and influential players, but quite a lot of good, as you mentioned, young players coming through as well.
Oh, there's been a couple of revelations this year. Not to sort of pick out individuals, but Emma Mulgrew has had a great season. Joanne Barrett has a great season. Emma Jane Girvan, Neve Hughes, Maeve Mallon in the middle of the park. Up front, Neve O'Neill has had a superb season, Grainne Rafferty. I have to say my own daughter as well has been playing out of her skin this year as well. You know, so I have a link to that, the team as well, obviously. But
her name is?
Christy Ann. Yeah. But she's had an exceptionally good season as well. And it's not just me saying that, it's other people saying it. Because you sort of, when you're involved, you take a step back, but you're hearing what people are saying. But all of them as a collective unit, and it's unfair to actually single out any one of them, they've all been superb. And on the bench as well, you've got wonderful young talent, Chloe McCaffrey, Tyrone Senior Championship top scorer now for two seasons in a row. She's only 17, 18 years of age. Maria Canavan, you know, and so many of those players as well, Tom, incidentally, were part of the St. Kieran's Ballygally team that got to the Ulster or the All-Ireland Under-20A final this year. You know, so there's a great core of players, and, you know, it's a great spread of clubs, about 21, 22 clubs involved as well, which hasn't been the case. And as Sarah Connolly funny remarked to me the other night, you know, when's the last time you've seen such a competition for places?
Yeah.
Gerry Moen had some headache selecting his 30 for Croke Park this weekend, I can tell you.
And of course, I suppose the final has been shrouded in a little bit of more than a little bit of controversy. Obviously, with the senior club championship fixtures going ahead and a clash of fixtures, and I'm sure houses are a bit divided this week.
Tom, I'll have to say, it's not anger, it's disappointment. That would be the main sort of feeling. You've a team in an All Ireland football final, and you're splitting families. Like, one of the top fixtures of the weekend would feature Carrickmore against Eric Lecairn. And I know I'd love to be at it, because that's, you know, that's the bread and butter. As you know, as a freelance journalist and working in the media like yourself, you know, those are the games that you want to be at, because they're the big occasions. Carrickmore have Gemma Begley playing. Eric Lecairn have five players in our senior ladies squad. You have Greencastle playing earlier on in the day. Two players, Oma and my own club at one last night, or one on Thursday night there against Arbo. You know, they have a player, I'm involved. You know, so many families split or whatever. You just think of Podge Quinn in particular. His daughter Shannon Cunningham now, she is playing in All Ireland final. Son playing on Sunday evening in a Tyrone club championship quarter final. You know, where do they go? And Eilish Gormley, who you know need no introduction to, of course, a legend in Ladies football in Tyrone, said exactly the same thing happened 18 years ago when Carrickmore were through to the Ulster Club Championship and Tyrone were in the All-Ireland Junior Final. Same thing happened, Tom. The families were split as well. She remarked that her mother and her sister went to Croke Park to cheer her on, and her late father, Roddy, who was well known in Gaelic games, a real GA man, he ended up going to support the sons at Carrickmore. Families shouldn't be split like that. A lack of respect for the ladies' game, it would have to be said. And you know the unfortunate thing, Tom, is that so many talks were held, a recent presentation to the Tyrone GA about the one club model in Ulster. Tyrone want to be leaders and drive that on. Integration, coaching, Gerbahi, all those things coming together under one banner, everything working together, and then this happens. And the fact that our chairperson and our integration officer, Eugene McConnell, again, well known in GA circles, give the CCC the full list of our squad members. Every single player was named to try and avoid such a clash. And yet the biggest game of the weekend involves the most players of the weekend. That's disappointing.
Yeah. And there's going to be no change at this stage.
No change. No. But you know what? It hasn't detracted from what the Gaers have been doing. We had a wonderful press night and fans night last week in Omagh. A couple of hundred children turning up to see the Gaers. The photographs are on our Facebook page at the minute. You know, on the Friday then, that last Friday, all the Gaers went to the schools around the county. Wonderful day as well. And they're an extra special bunch of Gaers because, you know, they're role models for those younger Gaers coming through. But they're youngsters themselves, most of them. You know, that's the funny thing about it. Yet they're role models. And, it's great to see that them being treated like heroes as they rightly should be, and saying autographs and feeling special and placards up around the schools that they were at and their clubs wishing them well and all. And, you know, even leaving Quinn's earlier on today, Quinn's Corner, massive turnout of people cheering them off. You know, and those are extra special things that will live long in the memory for them girls as well, Tom. That the controversy hasn't taken away from it. It hasn't. In fact, it's probably galvanised them even more, you know.
And tell me, team-wise, has Jerry got everybody?
Jerry has everybody. There's a couple of changes from the team that beat Sligo, and they're purely tactical changes. And, you know, Jerry and Barry Grimes and the backroom team have sat down. They have looked at Shane Renan's team. They know the strengths that they have. Tipperary have some wonderful players. Jennifer Grant, for example, Ashley Maloney. You know, there's players there of great quality. And if they're allowed to play, they will cause Tyrone problems. But Tyrone have a game plan. Jerry and the backroom team have worked out the game plan for the match. They've tried several things. I know Shane Renan talked about this week that Tyrone can be pretty defensive. They can be defensive, surely, but you have to be, don't you, to try and win All-Irelands. But that said, they've a couple of things up their sleeve, and I'd be disappointed if they don't give Tipperary a game and don't come back up the road with the title.